All right. Yes. It is Lone Lantern Radio. Ho, ho, ho. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Quite a surprise today, not our traditional music, but good nonetheless. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, I used to sit in class and I would hum this song. I never even knew where it came from. It's so funny. Well, yes, you are listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I'm your host, Gary Franchi, founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. We are in good spirits today. It's been a long week. It's Friday. Website yet? LoneLantern.org. We've got lots of new features on there. People are signing up in the droves every single day. The network is growing. People are editing their personal profiles. The member blogs have just been started. So get on board. Plug into the site. You know, get yourself, if you got a voice, you want to say something, let it be heard. We've got thousands of visitors every single day to LoneLantern.org. And, you know, let your voice be heard. Publish a blog, check out the forums, interact with some of the other members. It's a great tool, and it's a great community for the like-minded individuals to come together to take back our republic. Now, we're going to take some calls later on in the show, but I'm going to read a short story today. Somebody had suggested that I read it, and, you know, we're sitting in a bar, we're having a drink, and he told me that this story really made him think about society and the mindsets of people. So I went out to the web and I tracked it down, and I'm going to read it for you tonight. And we're gonna take a look at this. We're gonna dissect it. We're gonna analyze it. And if you have some thoughts, I encourage you to call in and share your thoughts on this story. 1-800-343-9443. 1-800-343-9443.
Ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Ha ha! Oh man, love it. Welcome back to Lone Lancer Radio. This is Gary Franchi, and we are broadcasting live on the Republic Broadcast Network, coming at you from Chicago, Illinois, straight through the heart of Texas. You know, I don't know what happened. We had some technical difficulties, but, you know, I was talking about a story I'm going to read tonight. And this story is about a
tonight. No worries, though. We're gonna move on with the show. As they say, the show must go on. Well, I'm going to read a story tonight, and I'm going to jump right into it. It's simply called Those Who Walk Away. And And it was written by a Ursula K. Le Guin. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. Short story. It's a perceptive short story that unfolds a moral conundrum as it reveals the stunning cost of a seemingly utopian town's comforts. If our comfort depends on the suffering of others, Le Guin asks, how should we feel about these comforts, and what should we do? So let's take a look. Let's read this story together. I want you to sit back wherever you are, you know, close your eyes, and just imagine this town I'm going to create for you. You know, if you're driving a car, obviously you're not going to want to close your eyes, but if you're sitting there at your computer, why don't you take a little break and just sit back and listen to the story. We'll read this together. Those who walk away. With a clamor of bells that set the swallows soaring, the festival of summer came to the city Omelas, bright towered by the sea. The ringing of boats in the harbor sparkled with flags. In the streets between houses with red roofs and painted walls, between old moss-grown gardens under avenues of trees, past great parks and public buildings, processions moved. Some were decorous, old people in long, stiff robes of mauve and gray, grave master workmen, quiet, merry women carrying their babies and chatting as they walked. In other streets, the music beat faster, a shimmering of gong and tambourine, and the people went dancing. The procession was a dance. Children dodged in and out, their high calls rising like the swallows crossing flights over the music and singing. All the processions wound towards the north side of the city, where on the great water meadow called the Green Fields, boys and girls, naked in the bright air with mud-stained feet and ankles long, lithe arms, exercised their restive horses on before the race. The horses wore no gear at all but a halter without a bit. Their manes were braided with streams of silver, gold, and green. They flared their nostrils and pranced and boasted to one another. They were vastly excited, the horses being the only animal who has adopted our ceremonies as his own. Far off to the north and west, the mountains stood up, half encircling Omelas on her bay. The air of morning was so clear that the snow still crowned the 18 peaks, burned with white gold fire across the miles of sunlit air. Under the dark blue of the sky, there was just enough wind to make the banners that marked the race course snap and flutter now and then. In the silence of the broad green meadows, one could hear the music winding through the city streets. Farther and nearer and ever approaching, a cheerful, faint sweetness of the air that from time to time trembled and gathered together and broke out into the great joyous clanging of the bells. Joyous! How is one to tell about joy? How describe the citizens of Omelas? They were not simple folk, you see, though they were happy. But we do not say the words of cheer much anymore. All smiles have become archaic. Given a description such as this one tends to make certain assumptions. Given a description such as this, one tends to look for the king, mounted on a splendid stallion and surrounded by his noble knights, or perhaps on a golden leader borne by great muscle slaves. But there was no king. They did not use swords or keep slaves. They were not barbarians. I do not know the rules and laws of their society, but I suspect that they were singularly few. As they did without monarchy and slavery, so they also got on without the stock exchange, the advertisement, the secret police, and the bomb. Yet I repeat that these were not simple folk, not dulcet shepherds, noble savages, or bland utopians. They're not less complex than us. The trouble is that we have a bad habit, encouraged by pedants and sophisticates, of considering happiness as something rather stupid. Only plain is intellectual. Only evil is interesting. This is the treason of the artist, a refusal to admit the banality of evil and the terrible boredom of pain. If you can't lick them, join them. If it hurts, repeat it. But to praise despair is to condemn delight. To embrace violence is to lose hold of everything else. We have almost lost hold. We can no longer describe a happy man, nor make any celebration of joy. How can I tell you about the people of Omelas? They were not naive and happy children, though their children were, in fact, happy. They were mature, intelligent, passionate adults whose lives were not wretched. Oh, miracle! But I wish I could describe it better. I wish I could convince you. Omelas sounds, in my words, like a city in a fairy tale long ago and far away, once upon a time. Perhaps it would be best if you imagined it as your own fancy bids, assuming it will rise to occasion. For certainly I cannot suit you all. For instance, how about technology? I think that there would be no cars or helicopters in and above the streets. This follows from the fact that the people of Omelas are happy people. Happiness is based on just discrimination of what is necessary, what is neither necessary nor destructive, and what is destructive. In the middle category, however, that of the unnecessary but undestructive, that of comfort, luxury, exuberance, etc., they could perfectly well have central heating, subway trains, washing machines, and all kinds of marvelous devices not yet invented here, floating light sources, fuelless power, a cure for the common cold, or they could have none of that. It doesn't matter. As you like it, I incline to think that people from towns up and down the coast have been coming into Omelas during the last days before the festival on very fast little trains and double-deck trams, and that the train station of Omelas is actually the handsomest building in town. Though plainer than the magnificent farmer's market, but even granted trains, I fear, that Omelas so far strikes some of you as goody-goody. Smiles, bells, parades, horses, blah. If so, please add an orgy. If an orgy would help, don't hesitate. Let us not, however, have temples from which issue beautiful nude priests and priestesses already half in ecstasy and ready to copulate with any man or woman, lover or stranger, who desires union with the deep godhead of the blood. Although, that was my first idea. But really, it would be better not to have any temples in Omelas. At least, not manned temples. We're going to come back with Those Who Walk Away. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. See you on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
All right, we're back. Lone Lantern Radio. I'm changing gears a little bit tonight and taking it down just a notch. Yes, our chat room is open tonight. They're chatting away. I want to say hello to all in the room tonight. And if you're just tuning in, we're reading a story about this utopian town known as Omelas. And this place has, it's very much like any other town, but it's very beautiful and peaceful and have all of the remedies and all of the beautiful things we have in our life. And, well, but there's something different about this town. So we're going to continue reading this story. It's called Those Who Walk Away. Religion, yes. Clergy, no. Surely the beautiful nudes can't just wander about, offering themselves like divine soufflés to the hunger of the needy and the rapture of the flesh. Let them join the processions. Let tambourines be struck above the copulations, and the glory of desire be proclaimed upon the gongs. And a not unimportant point, let the offspring of these delightful rituals be beloved and looked after by all. One thing I know, there is none of in Omelas is guilt. But what else should there be? I thought at first there were not drugs, but that is puritanical. For those who like it, the faint, incessant sweetness of druze may perfume the ways of the city. Druze, which first brings a great lightness and brilliance to the mind and limbs, and then after some hours of dreamy languor and wonderful visions, at last the very arcana and inmost secrets of the universe, as well as exciting the pleasures of sex beyond belief. It is not habit-forming. For more modest tastes, I think there ought to be beer. What else? What else belongs in the joyous city? The sense of victory, surely, the celebration of courage. But as we did without clergy, let us do without soldiers. The joy built upon successful slaughter is not the right kind of joy. It will not do. It is a fearful. It is fearful and it is trivial. A boundless and generous contentment. A magnanimous triumph felt not against some outer enemy, but in communion with the finest and fairest in the souls of all men everywhere, and the splendor of the world's summer. This is what swells the hearts of the people of Omelas, and the victory they celebrate is that of life. I really don't think many of them need to take Druze. Most of the procession has reached the green fields by now. A marvelous smell of cooking goes forth from the red and blue tents of the provisioners. The faces of small children are amiable, sticky. In the benign gray beard of a man, a couple of crumbs of rich pastry are entangled. The youths and girls have mounted their horses and are beginning to group around the starting line of the course. An old woman, small, fat, and laughing, is passing out flowers from a basket. And tall young men wear her flowers in their shining hair. A child of 9 or 10 sits at the edge of the crowd, alone, playing on a wooden flute. People pause to listen, and they smile. But they do not speak to him, for he never ceases playing and never sees them. His dark eye is wholly wrapped in the sweet, thin magic of the tune. He finishes and slowly lowers his hands, holding the wooden flute, as if that little private silence were the signal. All at once, a trumpet sounds from the pavilion near the starting line. Imperious, melancholy, piercing, the horses rear on their slender legs, and some of them neigh in answer. Silver-faced, the young rider stroked the horse's neck and soothed them, whispering, "Quiet, quiet, there, my beauty, my hope." They begin to form in rank among the starting line. The crowd, the long, the race course, are like a field of grass and flowers in the wind. The festival of summer has begun. Do you believe? Do you accept the festival, the city, the joy? No? Then let me describe one more thing. In a basement under one of the beautiful public buildings of Omelas, or perhaps in a cellar of one of its spacious private homes, there is a room. It has one locked door and no window. A little light seeps in dustily between cracks and in the boards, second hand from the cobwebbed window somewhere across the cellar. In one corner of the room, a couple of mops with stiff, clotted, foul-smelling heads stand near a rusty bucket. The floor is dirt, a little damp to the touch, as cellar dirt usually is. The room is about 3 paces long and 2 wide, a mere broom closet or disused tool room. In the room, what is in the room? We'll find out on the other side of this break. We'll see you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Lantern Radio, and yes, that is the good and the bad and the ugly music. Seems to be a mix-up in the tape players tonight, but that's okay. We will get by. It's just as good a music to play. And you're listening to Lone Lantern Radio with Gary Franchi, lonelantern.org. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, tonight. I hope you're enjoying the story we're talking about tonight. It's a short story called Those That Walk Away. And, you know, we did have a guest scheduled tonight. We were supposed to have Gabriel Day. He was our guest. But since he is traveling, he had to call, and he canceled, unfortunately, kind of last minute. So I remember this story that someone had mentioned, and, you know, I decided I would dig it up. And, well, I'll just read it to you tonight. It's Friday, so just kind of toned down from the long, stressful weekend. And imagine these images as I read them to you, and close your eyes and kind of relax and meditate with this imagery, and listen to the story of this that goes on within this town. as we left before the break, we were entering into this room in the basement of this town where, you know, it's no windows, light just seeps in through a crack in the boards, and it's like a dirt floor. The room is about 3 paces long and 2 wide, a mere broom closet or disused tool room. And in the room, a child is sitting. It could be a boy or a girl. It looks about 6, but actually is nearly 10. It is feeble-minded. Perhaps it was born defective, or perhaps it became an imbecile through fear, malnutrition, and neglect. It picks its nose and occasionally fumbles vaguely with its toes of genitals. As it sits hunched in a corner farthest from the bucket and the 2 mops, it is afraid of mops. It finds them horrible. It shuts its eyes, but it knows the mops are still standing there, and the door is locked, and nobody will come. The door is always locked, and nobody ever comes. Except that sometimes the child has no understanding of time or interval. Sometimes the door rattles terribly and opens, and a person or several people are there. One of them may come in, kick the child to make it stand up. The others never come close, but peer in with frightened, disgusted eyes. The food bowl and the water jug are hastily filled. The door is locked. The eyes disappear. The people at the door never say anything, but the child, who has not always lived in the tool room and can remember sunlight and its mother's voice, sometimes speaks. "I will be good," it says. "Please let me out. I will be good." They never answer. The child used to scream for help at night and cry a good deal, but now it only makes a kind of whining. Ooh, ah, ah. And it speaks less and less often. It is so thin there are no calves to its legs. Its belly protrudes and lives on a half a bowl of cornmeal and grease a day. It's naked. Its buttocks and thighs are a mess of festered sores, and it sits in its own excrement continually. They all know it's there, all of the people of Omelas. Some of them have come to see it. Others are content merely to know it's there. They all know that it has to be there. Some of them understand why, and some do not. But they all understand that their happiness, the beauty of their city, the tenderness of their friendships and the health of their children, the wisdom of their scholars, the skill of their makers, even the abundance of their harvest and the kindly weathers of their skies depends wholly on this child's abominable misery. This is usually explained to children when they are between 8 and 12, whenever they seem capable of understanding. And most of those who come to see the child are young people. So often enough, an adult comes or comes back to see the child, but no matter how well the matter has been explained to them, these young spectators are always shocked and sickened at the sight. They feel disgust, which they had thought themselves superior to. They feel anger, outrage, impotence, despite all of the explanations. They would like to do something for the child, but there is nothing that they can do. If the child were brought up into the sunlight out of the vile place, if it were cleaned and fed and comforted, that would be a good thing indeed. But if it were done in that day and hour, all the prosperity and beauty and delight of Omelas would wither and be destroyed. Those are the terms. To exchange all the goodness and grace of every life in Omelas for that single, small improvement. To throw away the happiness of thousands for the chance of happiness of one. That would be to let guilt within the walls indeed. The terms are strict and absolute. There may not even be a kind word spoken to the child. Often the young people go home in tears or in a tearless rage when they have seen the child and face this terrible paradox. They may brood over it for weeks or years, but as time goes on, they begin to realize that even if the child could be released, it would not get much good of its freedom. A little vague pleasure of warmth and food, no doubt, but little more. It is too degraded and imbecile to know any real joy. It has been afraid too long, ever, to be free of fear. Its habits are too uncouth for it to respond to humane treatment. Indeed, after so long, it would be probably so wretched without the walls about it to protect it and the darkness for its eyes and its own excrement to sit in. Their tears at the bitter injustice dry when they begin to perceive the terrible justice of reality and to accept it. Yet, it is their tears and anger, the trying of their generosity and the acceptance of their helplessness, which are perhaps the true source of splendor in their lives. There is no vapid, irresponsible happiness. They know that, like the child, are not free. They know compassion. It is the existence of the child and their knowledge of its existence that makes possible the nobility of their architecture, the poignancy of their music, the profundity of their science. It is because of the child that they are so gentle with children. They know that if the wretched one were not there, sniveling in the dark, the other one, the flute player, could make no joyful music as the young riders line up their beauty for the race in the sunlight of the first morning of the summer. Now, do you believe in them? Are they not more credible? But there is one more thing to tell, and this is quite incredible. At times, one of the adolescent girls or boys who go to the child does not go home to weep and rage, does not, in fact, go home at all. Sometimes, also, a man or woman much older falls silent for a day or two and then leaves home. These people go out into the street and walk down the street alone. They keep walking and walk straight out of the city of Omelas through the beautiful gates. They keep walking across the farmland of Omelas. Each one goes alone, youth or girl, man or woman. Night falls. The traveler must pass down village streets between the houses with yellow-lit windows, and on out into the darkness of the fields. Each one, they go west or north towards the mountains. They go on, they leave Omelas. They walk ahead into the darkness, and they do not come back. The place they go towards is a place even less imaginable to most of us than the City of Happiness. I cannot describe it at all. It is possible it does not exist. But they seem to know where they are going, the ones who walk away from Omelas. So what does this whole story mean? What, this child that exists in this cellar in misery, if this child were brought out into the day and was washed off and cleaned, what would happen? The whole city would lose their splendor and their joy and their happiness. Now, why did I pick this story tonight? Because I really believe that child, if you can look at the child as a metaphor for many different things, but I think that the child represents truth. And I think that the reason the people, they prance along in their parade and their procession, they go about their lives, knowing in the back of their mind that the truth is there. The truth, the hard truth is there. It's sitting there, waiting to be dusted off and cleaned and brought into the sunlight. But if that were to happen, everything that the people would know would cease to exist. And so oftentimes we talk about this safety bubble, this security, this kind of a pleasant ignorance to forget what is really going on in the world, the corruption, the fact that our government is, a faction within our government killed over 3,000 Americans on September 11th. You know, the lack of regard for our founding fathers' constitution, all of these things. So if this child were brought forth, if the truth was brought forth, everything that we know would change. That's what happened to me when I first learned of the truth. It was presented to me, and everything changed. My whole perception changed. But I decided that I would nurture the truth, that I would feed the truth, and that I would clothe the truth and give the truth a good home, and then share the truth with others. That's exactly what the people of Omelas didn't want to do. They wanted to put the truth aside, keep it locked away in a little basement, away from sight, away from the parades and the happy people, because it would ruin their party. Imagine this beautiful procession and party, and all of a sudden this wretched little child, sick and dirty, marches through the street to the center of their parade. The faces on the people, the spectators watching, would turn from happiness to aghast, to terror. They would know that their utopian society all of a sudden had been shattered. Something now must be done. What do we do with the truth? What do we do with the child? Do we feed and clothe and nurture it, or do we put it back into the cellar, into the darkness? That is a question for you as you listen to this show. I ask you, what will you do when the truth is presented to you? Some of these people in the city of Omelas decided they would have none of it. They wanted to leave, and they got up and they left. They moved on. They walked into the nothingness. They didn't know what was on beyond the city, but they knew that they needed to leave. For whatever reason, they refused to help the child, but they didn't want to partake in the ignorance. All I'm asking when you listen to this show is to have the courage to ask the questions, have the courage to seek the truth, because the truth shall set you free. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this show. It's a passion to continue this show. And I hope that you will visit the website, lonelantern.org, and find the other truth seekers who are on the same quest to wash off that child, to feed that child, to feed that truth, and to nurture that truth. That's why we're here, because we want to give that child a home, and we want to rebuild this city after the truth has been revealed. It's so evident right now, the way things are going in this world, the way things are going in this country, that the truth is having a massive impact on the psyche of the people. The mainstream press can't ignore it anymore. Pandora's box has been opened. They cannot put the genie back into the lamp, and they cannot put the child back into the cellar. So, have we got any calls tonight, Thomas? I can't tell. Okay. Well, if you you would like to read the story, we are going to post it on the website. We'll put it up probably in the blog section. It's a really, really good story. So it's called Those That Walk Away from Omelas. Now, we're coming up on a break. And we'll see you on the flip side. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio. Slightly different tune than what you're used to. But thank you for listening. We'll see you on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. We're shifting gears tonight. We're keeping it mellow. It's the start of a weekend, and we're helping you wind down so you can enjoy the weekend. I know it ain't easy living in this crazy world, but that's what we're here for, is to help ease some of that pain, bring some people together, and let's come up with some solutions. We've got John on the line from New York. John, are you there?
Hey, Gary. How you doing tonight?
Very good, very good. What are your thoughts tonight, John?
It was a good story. Definitely gave a different perspective on understanding in a different way as far as this consciousness shift that's going on in America and abroad.
You know, truth is very much like that child. It's dirty sometimes. It's, you know, it's not easy to accept, and you know, but we have to bring it out into the light. We have to bring it out into the light. We have to nurture it and give it a home for people. Otherwise, the truth is just going to grow old, and it's going to be forgotten. But it's people like myself, John, and people like you who are dedicated to presenting the truth and just giving it a place of prominence that it deserves.
Yeah, we're definitely spreading the word here in New York, in Albany, New York. We're getting a lot of feedback from local residents and also students that go to school here. We have a 15,000 capacity of kids here at the University of Albany. So, and we had our first hit piece written up in our school newspaper, which is good because it means we're doing something right.
So you're loud, and
people are responding, so it's great.
You're with UAlbany911truth.org, is that correct?
That's right. It's www.911truthualbany.com, or .org, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are really setting a really fine example out there and, you know, keeping the truth alive in the frontal lobe of the brain, you know, keeping it in the foreground in the mind of the youth of today. And I want to commend you for your efforts, you and your team.
Appreciate it. We couldn't have done it without the other guys who are pivotal members. They really are pushing and putting a lot of their own money into it. And, you know, it's starting to spread, and it's great. We're going to be headed out to New Hampshire probably next week. We're on break this week, so. And we're going to be grilling Hillary Clinton with questions, hopefully, and getting that on tape. And maybe a few other candidates if we can stay out there. So we're working on a documentary now, too, that is going to be the means, motive, and opportunity behind the events that happened on 9/11.
Yeah, I did see some of that. You guys sent it to me in my email. Tell everyone what it's called.
It's called Miss Prison of Treason. I've tried to search it on. It's posted on Google Video. It's the first rough cut, 20 minutes. So I mean, it's literally right out of the computer. Needs some audio repair, and we're gonna fix up the granular pixels on some of the photos, but. It's the release probably won't be till maybe this summer, and we've already had people wanting to invest, so it's to be good, you know. It's a different approach, no explosions, just all the means, motive, opportunity in the war games, and
all right,
that can't be refuted.
Thanks for calling in, John. Everyone out there, I want to remind you that I'm not here to be so you follow me. You know, I am here to make you a leader among the people. And as a friend of mine said, when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. This is Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Check out lonelantern.org, rbnlive.org, and plug in and feed the truth. See you next week.